Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Talking a little travel now. Other than David's song, there's a bathroom on the right, which really is there's a bad moon rising on the rise. We're talking travel with Karen Gershowitz. She is the author of Travel Mania, Stories of Wanderlust. So is travel back? Is travel not back? I know Paul would love travel to be back. I'm doing a Hawaii tour that you're going to hear about with Holiday Vacation. I want you all to come with me. So I'm curious to know, are we safe? Are we ready? Are we going back? Karen Gershowitz, the author of Travel Mania, is here to join us to talk travel. Karen, welcome to the program.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me.
All right. What's your vibe on travel now? Are we ready to go?
Well, I think a lot of people are beginning to, those of us who are fanatics are definitely already on the road.
And but David.
I think other people are thinking about it and a little nervous about it. But I think people are beginning to go. Okay. And I'm certainly, you know, I've already taken a few trips and have several more lined up, so.
Karen, this is Paul. Thank you for joining us today. All of us love to travel, and I know, you know, you can be paid either in money or in time, and it seems like more and more people are opting for, I haven't met anybody yet who wants less money for the work they do, but just having the time to live your life and see this amazing planet. I'm impressed. You've been to 90 countries, wow. And you've gotten promoted as a marketing researcher and strategist. How have you been able to pull that off? Are you working as you're traveling? Are you working from the road?
Well, both. I started out, I have a very unusual background. I have a fine arts background and realized that I was never going to have enough money to travel. And so I changed careers and found a career where they would pay for me to travel. And that's certainly a strategy if you can figure out how to do it. But I've been, you know, absolutely have figured out every possible way, including occasionally taking time off without pay, but more likely juggling time around, negotiating for it when I've gotten a new job. And I've been a consultant on my own for a long time, and so I can just take off and say to people, gee, I've got something on my calendar. Sorry, I can't, you know, I can't do that meeting. And they don't have to know that I'm halfway around the globe.
Wow. And your book, Stories of Wanderlust, Travel Mania, is about how to fit travel in to a busy lifestyle. Because, I mean, look, we have full-time jobs. We have kids. We you know, obviously you changed your job to be able to do that. So what are some other recommendations for you now that travel is going to be back? People are, you know, feeling the itch. They want to go, but yet we still have careers. We still have jobs. School is going to be starting soon. What are some other tips that we can pack it all in?
Okay. Well, one of them is certainly to plan trips around a weekend, a long weekend. If you only have a limited number of days that you can, you know, take vacation days, extend it so that what could be a four days of vacation actually becomes nine because you've got two weekends plus the extra day. And that's, you know, that's a great way to be able to extend things. The other thing that a lot of people don't think about, and I have to apologize, I've got a dog here
Oh, is that what that is? We thought you were cleaning.
Yeah, no, I had stolen all of them from him, but apparently
not. I wonder
about
that one.
Okay. He managed just to find them. But what I started to say was, take 1 year, just take 1 week off, if you can manage to do that. And the next year, roll it over and take 3 weeks off, so that you can have a longer trip and go somewhere further away and not feel as if you're spending all your time traveling and no time in the destination. So that's another thing that you might consider. And then, we've all been living on Zoom, and I think everybody's pretty tired of it. And I suspect that all kinds of conferences and meetings are going to start to happen again. Well, if you happen to be one of the people who goes to conferences, look around and find one that's in a place you want to go to. And then spend a couple of extra days there, because you often have the ability to choose. You know, you don't have to go to that conference. You have a choice of, you know, depending upon your profession, different options for things that you can do and places you can go. And that's a great way to do it. And the other thing that I always say to people is, just make sure that people know about it and you don't spring it on anyone, because that's the easiest way to get into trouble. But if you're really upfront about it and you tell people, look, I'm going to be taking this time off and I've thought about it and here's what I'm going to leave behind, and you give everybody really good written notes so there's no misunderstanding, they, they have a game plan for while you're away. And so you're not leaving things and everybody in a lurch.
Karen, you write that we should create boundaries by learning to say I'm off grid. I really wrestle with this when I'm traveling, because I don't want to come back to 3,000 emails. And so I try to answer emails when I'm on the road traveling. Is that a bad idea? I can never be really in the moment, I guess, huh? Right?
I think it takes you out of being in the place that you're in. I really do. Yeah. And I think everybody needs a real vacation. I find that I'm way more productive when I come back if I've really been off the grid. And there's so few things, unless you're in a life and death profession, where it waiting an extra week is going to make that big a difference. There are very, very few careers where that's true. And if it's something that's immediate, you've probably got someone there. You know, I know somebody who's a really high-level tech person. Well, they leave and somebody else is there because somebody needs to be there. Mm-hmm. And I think it just takes away from it. And when you come back, you know what? It's faster to sort through them than you'd think. Just force yourself to spend 2 hours and go through it and get over.
Hey, Karen, do you have any tips for this? I often find that if you just take a week, and I, God knows I haven't been on a vacation in a very long time, but if you just take a week, which is unfortunate, it takes like 4 or 5 days to kind of feel your body settling in to relaxing.
Yep.
Do you have tips, right? Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
So do you have tips to sort of get us to that place faster so we can really truly relax on our vacation?
Well, I'm going to give you a kind of a funny way to think about it. And it's something that I always say to people, and very few people actually do. Don't go to a destination to go to a destination. Go somewhere that you're going to be doing something that you absolutely love. And it doesn't much matter what it is. You know, if you love baseball, go somewhere to some team that you've never seen play in their home stadium. I happen to love gardens, so I'll go to gardens, you know, all over the world. Mm-hmm. And if you start out with something that's really absorbing to you, you're going to relax a lot faster because you're going to be in the moment doing something that you want to do as opposed to trying to relax, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
that's Karen, a great one.
Hey,
thank you.
Karen, given the choice between 5 3-day weekends or a full week off, which would you choose?
I would take a full week off.
Okay.
And the reason I would do that is because, to me, a 3-day weekend, you're just about getting relaxed and you're really starting to think about coming back.
Yeah.
And I find that I just need breaks. When I'm really my mind is occupied with something completely, completely different, and I'm far enough away that I don't end up not being able to be in the moment. And to me, mm-hmm. being really present when you're traveling, and I don't mean going and lying on a beach, but if you're traveling and you really want to experience a culture, you can't do that if you're worried about going back to the office on Monday.
True. Okay.
And Karen Gershowitz did it. She's the author of Travel Mania, Stories of Wanderlust. She kept her busy marketing career as a marketing researcher and strategist. 5 decades, she's managed to travel to 90 different countries, even getting promoted during travel. So it is possible. Karen, thank you for the inspiration.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.